Good morning. I'd like to call the 9th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today's date is September 26, 2025. The time is 10:01 a.m. Congressman Big Horse, could you please bless us with today's prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you this morning, dear Lord, Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, again, we're just thankful for this beautiful weather. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, and dear Lord, Heavenly Father, again, I just ask that you look down upon all these people that are being afflicted around the world. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, just be with them and bless them and help them. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, and again, we ask that you be with our veterans, be with our elders and our little children. We ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Clerk, roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton? Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker?
Here.
Speaker Shaw?
Present. We do have a quorum. We'll now move down to number 4, approval of the Day 21 Journal. Please take a moment to review. Congresswoman Rivard.
Okay, I just have a question. On page 4, where it says, without objection, Speaker Shaw assigned ONC 25112 to appropriations. Is that the correct bill number? If I may, Speaker, I believe that's Congresswoman Whitehorn's bill. With the 121, if I'm not mistaken. It should be 121. Is that correct? It's right on page 4 above introductions of bills and or resolutions.
Right.
I If the clerk will just, you know, double check that and just make sure we have the proper number. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Ripard.
I believe that is the bill that Congresswoman Goodfox requested to be moved to the Appropriations Committee. Yes, Speaker, ONCA 25112 is Congressman Tillman's bill, the Gray Horse expansion. That was moved to the Appropriations.
Thank you, Clerk.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Ripard.
Yes, I'll make a motion to approve the journal dated September 25th, 2025 as presented.
Second. Motion in a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. The journal has been approved. We're now on number five, reports of select committees. Congressman Keene.
This morning, the Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met regarding Bill ONCA 25115. It's an act to amend 21 ONC 1-303, Rule 1 of the Membership Act and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Potts. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with two yes votes from Big Horse and Keene. Thank you.
We're now on reports of standing committees. Hearing none, we'll move to introduction of bills and or resolutions. Hearing none, we're now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Hearing none, we'll move to general order day one. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I have two motions. I move to suspend the rules, modify this agenda, and advance ONCA 2594, ONCA 2595, ONCA 2597, ONCA 2599, ONCA 25100, ONCA 25-101, ONCA 25-103, ONCA 25-113, ONCA 25-117, ONCA 25119 and ONCA 25120 to third reading on Monday's agenda following engrossment.
Second.
Okay. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. Thank you. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCA 2592 to general order day two, where amendments can be proposed on today's agenda.
Second.
There is a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. Thank you. Congresswoman Lemon.
I just need a little information. If I may, all of the motion before 2592, all of the several bills, 101 was also included, which is the IDC, is that correct? Just that's for clarification purposes. And then I'm really sorry, where did we move them to? Third reading on Monday's agenda. Okay, I didn't hear you, Congresswoman, that today's agenda. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We're now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 2598, an act to provide an appropriation to the CCOPECA for fiscal year 2026 in the amount of $2,081,660 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Okay. Hearing none, ONCA 2598 will advance to third reading on Monday's agenda after engrossment. We're now on ONCR 2522, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the CCOPECA Board's annual plan of operations for fiscal year 2026. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, ONCR 2522 will advance to third reading on Monday's agenda after engrossment. We're now on ONCA 2592, an act to recognize electronic transactions as legally valid and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to amend page, or on 2592, page 3, lines 109, after code, insert of the United States of America, and on page 12, lines 511, strike state, and insert nation.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Okay. Without objection, Congresswoman Goodfox, I apologize.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCA 2592 to general order day three on today's agenda.
Second.
Just yes. One moment.
The motion for Congresswoman Rivard's bill, because I moved it to general order day two, takes a motion and a second. We are there. Now I have moved to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and move ONCA 2592 to general order day three on today's agenda, where amendments can be voted on.
We do have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 All those opposed, please say no. Motion passes, Congresswoman.
I'll make a motion to recess so that everyone can get the amendments and have clarification on what they'll be voting on. So at this time, I'm going to move to recess to the call of the speaker for the purposes of everyone receiving the amendment.
Second. Thank you. Is the Congresswoman Whitehorn, is that what you were asking for?
The okay. Amendment.
Are we in recess or have we voted?